You're listening to our Big Brother 17 exit interview number 2 with the latest player who got evicted from the Big Brother house here on Rob Has a Podcast. Before we jump into today's show, here's a quick word from another show you could hear on our podcast network, Podcast One. It's the latest episode of The Big Podcast with Shaq.
This week on The Big Podcast with Shaq, the Diesel talks movies and basketball with his buddy Adam Sandler.
Adam's a big Laker fan. In the middle of the games, I'm like, Adam, put me in a movie. He'd be like, Shaq, concentrate, win first. I think I've been to, what, 4 or 5 of your movies, Adam?
It's only the beginning. We got about 12 more to go.
Thank you, brother. I wanted to confess something to you. And growing up, too, I was nervous. When I'm out there with David Spade, you and Chris Rock.
We all loved you the most. Me and Rock used to talk about, why is Shaq funnier than us? But the best part was sitting in the trailer watching you eat ribs. Was it ribs?
Yeah, it was ribs, baby.
The Big Podcast with Shaq.
That's me. It's up right now at podcastone.com.
That's podcastone.com.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino getting you ready here for our Big Brother exit interview when we are going to speak with Davon. Mama Day is going to be on the podcast today, and we're going to talk about everything that went on during her 2 weeks, or more than 2 weeks for her, 2 weeks for us, of her in the Big Brother house. Sad to see her go last night. She had a lot going on, at least in her exit episode of the show. So we'll get into all that with Mama Day. Last night, I spoke with Ian Terry and Brent Wolgamott, and we talked about everything from the episode and tried to figure out where we are going with our new HOHs, Vanessa and Austin. All that's up at robisawebsite.com. Of course, you could also subscribe to the podcast, robisawebsite.com/iTunes, or listen on the Rob is a Podcast app at robisawebsite.com/app. I see that we have Davon here on the line. First thing here in the morning for me, let's go ahead and patch her in. Davon, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, is this Davon? Is this Mama Day or is this Day Day?
This is she. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Davon, very upset about this. Davon, you were my pick.
Thank you for trusting and believing in me. I'm sorry I let you down. I tried. I fought.
Yeah.
I tried.
See, Davon, the thing was that you did demonstrate some really impressive things where you're able to figure out what's going on with the twins right off the bat. You are able to pick up on all these great observations, but you
not
were...
Not much.
Yeah, you got turned up.
I talk too much, and I know, and I say that I did not take advantage of the diary room like I should have. I should have went in there and voiced how I felt and then left it there and just came out and just played the game with my poker face. Should have did that, but I didn't.
Okay, well, let's talk through some of it. One of the big confrontations that you got into was with Clay. When you were going around, you were counting things. Again, very observational. You're counting everything in the house. But then Jeff and Clay end up talking to you, and then you end up really going off on Clay. And it felt like that was something that he really held on to, especially when Shelly became the HOH. Do you regret how you handled that situation with Clay?
I do. My feelings were still the same because my feelings were hurt because I did feel like I had built a rapport with him. So to know that he kind of set me up and sent Jeff in there, I was livid. I was livid. So should I have handled it a different way? Absolutely. I should have just said, oh, okay, I get Clay is playing the game and just took it as that. But again, this mouth... But, I should have definitely handled it differently, for sure.
And was that really the beginning of the end for you? Because you ended up then alienating Clay, and then him and Shelly were sort of out on you. But it also increased the wedge between you and Audrey.
Correct. And I think that worked in her benefit because she had me on one end, and then she had them on the other end. And so she was just... kind of sitting pretty, sailing, coasting through the middle. So I helped her, if anything.
You said something that was really interesting last night about how the house guests are afraid to target Audrey. Is that everybody in the house? Did you feel like it was just Shelly? Could you talk a little bit more about that?
I believe that the majority of the people in the house are definitely afraid to put her up because of who she is. I said it to her, even, and she agreed. You know, what she did was very courageous, and it took a lot of bravery to do it, and I do commend her for doing that. However, in this game, there are a lot of people who are concerned with what America is going to think of them. So nobody wants to be the person that says, oh, she came on the show and, you know, she took this big step and I'm going to be the one to send her home. Nobody wants to be that person. I didn't care, but nobody wants to be that person.
Yeah. Well, how come you weren't worried about it?
Because this is a game, and Audrey the person is not Audrey the player. So I learned to differentiate between the two people. You know, I understand, I support her for coming on doing what she did, but at the end of the day, she's still a player in this game, and there are two checks, and I wanted the biggest one. So she had to go.
Yeah. And believe me, if anybody watched this show, they would not be blaming you for trying to get her out of the house.
I'm saying, she was working my nerves.
Were you surprised at how aggressively Audrey played over the first few weeks of the game?
You know what? Everybody was playing hard. She was playing hard, though. And I was just like, why are you all over this house? Like, I don't want to say she has a gift, but, you know, what she did could have got her to the end of the game because these people are scared to do it. And I told her out of her mouth, like, look, I want to team up with you because I know you're going to be safe for a while. She could have just used that and just been funny Audrey and, like, slid all the way to the end. She didn't even have to do all of that. All of that, she brought that on herself. She didn't, I promise you. Audrey, the position she had when she walked in that door and told everybody who she was, she could have literally coasted all the way to the end.
No, that's not our Audrey. That's not how she does. Do you think, is there a chance that she can rally? Can she ever get back into a decent position in this game?
Absolutely. She was in the process of doing that before I got evicted. And that's why I didn't understand. I'm like, did you guys just forget what happened in the last 7 days? Did it erase? Did y'all hit the rewind and I was asleep? I missed it. Like, what happened? Somehow along the way, people were laughing and giggling with her. And I'm like, didn't y'all just say off with her head? I don't understand. But they were coming back to her and building relationships and building rapport with her and telling me, oh, I don't trust her. I don't trust her. Yet, I'm sitting here having this conversation with you right now. I don't get it.
Can you talk about how you were able to really put it together that Liz is playing with her twin?
Okay. So, Liz, okay, in the first week, I know that day two, Thickums is what I call her. I learned that her name is Julia. Julia came into the game.
Wait, Julia is Thickums?
That's Thickums.
Now, isn't that mean, Devon? Is that mean to call? Are you worried you're going to give Julia an eating disorder when she gets out of the house?
No, that's why I wanted to clarify that. When I say Thickums, I don't mean she's fat. Where I come from, Thickums means she got a nice butt. She got a
okay. Oh, that's a compliment.
Butt. It's a compliment, okay. Right? So that's why I call her Thickums. The other one, she skinny mini. But I know that day two, they entered the house with Thickums. And I saw that, and I saw how she filled out her romper. And I'm like, oh, okay, cute girl, Miami, hey, holla. And then when I saw around that time when I had that argument with Audrey and Liz and Austin, that's when the actual Liz, Skinny Minnie, was in the house. And I was like, why does girl look different? And I was like, maybe she just got her hair pulled back. I really didn't say anything. But that day she came out in that bikini, I said, that's not Thickums, because that butt is not that thick. That is somebody else. This girl is a twin. I know it. I'm convinced, and I'm not crazy.
Yeah. The booty gave it away.
The booty gave it away. The booty was her downfall.
You know,
you can tell even in their facial features, like Liz, her nose is very slim and pointed. Like it's very distinct. And then like Thickums, She has like a Julia. She has a nice personality and her face is really filled out. Like, they don't look like twins. You can definitely tell them apart.
Now, last night, Julie Chen, she was talking about how the way that you handled the situation with the twins. Do you really feel like if you would have gone and sort of extended an olive branch as opposed to trying to intimidate them, that that would have changed anything?
I feel like Julie was right, but I still feel like Liz had to be intimidated, but I should have did it a different way. I should have came up to her and said, look, I know your little secret, but I'm not going to tell anybody if I get your vote. Now, I need you to give me your vote, and I need you to work on Austin. If I leave this house, I'm going to tell Jason, and you know he's going to tell everybody. I think that would have scared her more.
Yeah. Now, you had the last laugh power. You didn't actually have the last laugh, but you had the last laugh power in this week's competition. You picked three people out to not vote. You picked Jeff, Jackie, and Becky, and none of us knew why you picked those three people. Was it random? Did you try to throw people off, or was there a reason for Jeff, Jackie, and Becky?
Okay, I wanted to throw people off, so I couldn't pick Clay or Audrey, and I really couldn't pick Audrey after Audrey threw that deal on the table saying that she was going to vote for me. So that canceled them out. Jeff, I know, was going to save Meg. He was going through the house campaigning for her, so that scratched him off. He cannot vote. Becky and Jackie, when the announcement of the twist was put in the air and it was like two votes can be canceled and so on and so forth, they both looked at me and then looked at Shelly like, oh, what are we going to do now? So that let me know, oh, okay, you guys are working with Shelly. Even if it's not the girl alliance that I believe in my heart it is, y'all still are in cahoots to get me up out of here. So let me go ahead and check you off and go ahead and check you off.
One of the big things from the preseason was we saw that you were in the house and you were the poker dealer. And then we have Vanessa, who is Vanessa Rousseau, who's a successful professional poker player. And we said, Davon is going to know who she is, and then she's going to be able to either work with her or blow up her spot. Did you have any idea that Vanessa was a poker player?
Never seen this girl ever in my life until she opened her mouth and told me she was a poker player.
Yes.
Never knew it. Then that made me nervous. So I'm like, she named me casinos that I don't work at. And I'm like, she going to see me at the table. She going to throw me out there. I'm going to get in trouble. So I tried to stay out of her face as much as I could because I did not want her to recognize my face or my hand.
So it wasn't anything that you guys could have bonded over?
I didn't trust Vanessa enough. I didn't trust her enough to be like, okay, look, we know the same round. We've been in the same field. We, you know, ran in the same area. Like, I didn't trust her enough to put that on the table. But I mean, I didn't trust her enough. It may have been a good idea from the outside looking in, but in the inside, I couldn't trust her enough.
You know, one of the other things that seemed like it drove a wedge between you and Shelly was that early on you guys made this all women's alliance or the three women alliance on that first night. And then you had the option, you won the fast forward in the first week. And Shelly was very upset that you didn't give her the fast forward. Did this ever come up? Did you ever know that she was upset with you about this?
Yeah, Audrey told me about it. And then Shelly later on, after I brought it up, Shelly told me that she was mad about it too. But my thing is I get that. I don't think, you know, it was that, you know, bad that I did not pick her. My thing is I still have to cover myself. And the second group of house guests thought that the first group made an alliance. And I'm like, no, let me get my name out of that pot. And then Liz also offered me safety, which if she wins two HOHs, so that's two rounds of her HOH reigns, that I get safety. I'm not going to, you know, that's two things that could work in my favor. I'm not just going to cancel Christmas on that. I'm going to take that.
Was that Liz or Thickums that made that deal?
That was Thickums for sure.
Liz wouldn't make that deal. Now, could you tell me what it was about Jason that you guys were able to bond so quickly and become such good friends in the house?
That's my baby. Jason just has a personality that you just can't it's impossible to dislike this man. Like, we come from similar backgrounds. We were able to connect on personal stories from home. He was just a breath of fresh air in the house and a little piece of home for me. So I feel like we were kind of put in the house to kind of work together because he has the brains of this game. This man knows this game more than he knows himself, okay? And I was good with reading people and, you know, being able to kind of shuffle out who was full of it and who was actually real. And you know what I mean? I felt like our two brains could have made it to the end if I would have just learned how to control my mouth.
Okay. Last thing. Who's the winner of Big Brother 17?
If it's not Jason, then I could see Audrey sliding all the way to the end.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, what a season that would be.
Yeah. I could definitely see it happening. That girl has the gift of gab, or she talks margaritas. I don't know, but these people...
Margaritas?
I guess so. Maybe margarita was coming out of her mouth every time she talked, because every time she talked, people fell in love again.
You get drunk. All right.
Clearly.
Mama Day, thank you so much. Thank you for not being Day-Day with me today.
I appreciate it.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah. It was so good meeting you.
And really, thank you so much. And, you know, have a great summer with your daughter. And I'm sure that's the blessing in disguise here of getting back to your baby.
I'm going to be watching the show, though, for sure.
Sounds great. Thanks, Davon.
Okay. Bye.
All right, everybody. There you have it. Davon, Mama Day. Day-Day is here. And great stuff from Davon. So very fun with her. I really enjoyed that exit interview. I really felt like she was very good and really just got to the point, was talking fast, answering a lot of questions. I thought she did a really good job with that here today with me. So best to Davon outside of the Big Brother house. Okay, so here's where we're going to pivot now. Sunday night's going to be our next Big Brother podcast. Brendan and Rachel will be my guest Sunday night to talk about everything that happens ultimately with these nominations that Vanessa and Austin are going to make, and then ultimately with the Battle of the Block, and then we'll update the live feeds, of course, like we do on Sunday night. Also of note today, today is the day that we are dropping Chapter 18 of The Evolution of Strategy. For those of you guys who follow that, lots of fun for me to talk about, of course, Stephen Fishback and the things that he might need to fix before he was going to go play Survivor again. Plus, we'll talk about JT, talk about Tyson for the first time. We get the introduction of Coach. So lots of fun stuff in the Survivor Token Chains chapter of The Evolution of Strategy. If you don't know what any of that is, you can go to evolutionofstrategy.com and find out more information. And of course, here are 6-hour Survivor Borneo chapter completely for free. And then all the other chapters are there available for you as we are 8 chapters into volume 2 of the Evolution of Strategy. A new chapter comes out every single Friday. That's all at evolutionofstrategy.com. All right, that's going to do it here for me. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about Davon in the comments on robinsonwebsite.com. We'll be back on Sunday night with Brenchel. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.